你以为无限的表达，除了转笑放狂便是娱乐。
伦敦牛耳，
大家好，新一期的伦敦牛耳又再次跟大家见面，我是 Lucy。
Hello and welcome to London Ears, it's Justin。
上一次说再见的时候说过希望不会再隔这么久跟大家见面，但是我们似乎又食言了。 It's beenI lost count how many months since last time we spoke.
I don't know. A few. We've been a bit bad.
Well, busy.
Busy and bad.
So let's talk about this song. I let it play a little bit because I like the energy and I find myself especially liking the bass line and the riff of the guitar riff in it.Is keeping me up in the morning.
It's quite a jolly one, isn't it? It's the Orioles, and it's a song called The Room from an album called Tableau.
对这首歌，我们特意让它播放一段时间，我们才进来说话，是来自英格兰北方的一支还算比较新的乐队，叫做 The Orioles。这首歌叫做 The Room 房间，来自他们上个月刚刚发行的新专辑 Tableau 场景。
It's kind of a bit like cheerful pop drum and bass indie.
So that's element with 流行音乐 and drum and bass 两种元素合在一起就非常的吸引人了，应该因为有流行的非常强耳的旋律在里面，有这个吉他的非常流畅的旋律和非常就是非常强耳的旋律线，加上我刚才也提到了我非常喜欢里面的 bass line， bass 的旋律也特别好听。这个组合第一张专辑在2018年出版，他们的影响应该比较的明显，有许多来自80年代、90年代风行一时的风格。 But talking about drum and bass, the next piece we're going to play might be a bit more real, true drum and bass.
The real thing coming up soon.
对，下一首歌我们将要给大家播放的其实是来自 How many months ago that we have seen the life of this musician in London? I lost count.
Ooh, I don't know. Was it August? Maybe August.
对，我们应该是八月的时候。We have been catching up with life we have missed during last 2 years, probably. 过去的三个月，夏天抓住夏天的尾巴，然后到秋天都一直在外，在旅行，然后在即使在伦敦也会不停的外出去看各种的音乐会，其中的一场就是来自 Goldie 现在播放的这段音乐，是来自上世纪九十年代的一位 drum and bass 的先锋。
So this, as you probably just heard, is Goldie. It's a track called Dollidge Hill Roughage.And it's from a new album, 2022. Well, Dollis Hill is a place in London.
Okay.
Roughage, I don't know, is that fiber in your diet?
Okay.
Keep you regular.
I see.
It's from an album called The Start of No Regret. And it's also with James Davidson and Subjective.
对，刚才大概介绍了一下，这其实也是一张新专辑，虽然它来自 Goldie, 这一位基本主要活跃在二十年前的 drum and bass 电子音乐的脚手。所以八月底的时候，我跟 Justin 在伦敦的 Ronnie and Scott 是一家非常有传奇色彩的爵士音乐现场看了 Goldie, 应该是久违的一个现场。So Ronnie Scott is actually a jazz club, but then.What's being played in there these days aren't necessarily jazz anymore.
No, it was a funny venue for something like this. You'd expect this more to be at some kind of rave or nightclub, but...
对，但是就是可以稍微介绍一下 Ronnie Scott 是大概1959年的时候60年代初开始在伦敦的 SOHO 地区是由名字也应该揭示了他的来历，就是 Ronnie Scott 是当时英国的一位比较有前瞻性的萨克斯管演奏家，然后他是在跨大西洋的船上到了纽约演出的时候，希望也给英格兰带来一个类似于纽约当时的比较庞大的有气场的现场爵士音乐场所，而回到伦敦以后就跟朋友一起从小小小的一间房子开始开办 Ronnie Scott 这个爵士场所。但是刚才 Justin 也提到了，我们发现最近的几年这家原本主要演出和经营爵士音乐现场的场所已经慢慢的更加的多元化。 In fact, I sort of heard a story why Goldie was invited there. It is sort of like it's the owner of the current Ronnie Scott. She was driving in Heathrow and it was almost crashed into Goldie or something. It was Goldie was almost crushing.Her car, and then sort of they recognize each other, or maybe she recognized Goldie and just said to him that why not play at our club?
Please don't sue me. Play at our club instead. It's funny though, this is from a brand new album, 2022, but it still sounds really early 2000s. Very classic Goldie drum and bass.Hasn't really moved on in all these years.
But the fact is, if probably that's his identity, if you can recognize his Goldie, I mean, in a sense, that is a good thing, no? That, I mean, on the one hand, that he hasn't moved on, so maybe not that challenging to your ears, but on the other hand, then you can recognize, oh, that's Goldie.
Yeah, it has a familiar, comfortable sound.
Yeah, exactly.Just like the first song that we play, the Oreo, that I think the reason probably 他这么的抓人，第一首歌也是因为他有一种熟悉感。我们正在说 Goldie 的这张新专辑虽然发行于2022年，但是依然 Justin 觉得他有一种2000年初的或者是90年代底的那种非常熟悉的感觉。And so we have talked through the whole music.
We're more interesting.
And suddenly it's all quiet.
And there's no drum and bass anymore.
No, we have a change of mine.
The opposite of bass.
Is.
Countertenor.
没有了 drum and bass， 但是 drum and bass 或者 bass 的对立面是什么呢？ Justin 说是假声男高音。这个就是现在我们开始播放的这段新的乐曲或者是一段歌曲的渐入，慢慢的它就会呈现一把假声男高音。
So, this one takes a little bit of a long time to get going, so I shall introduce it now. It's a song called The Fall of the House of Usher. It was from a Philip Glass opera from 1988, based on an Edgar Allan Poe story.
That's a very long time. Justin 在介绍这段音乐，因为他在出现假声男高音之前还有很长的一段时间。但是我们也不应该去忽略，因为这是来自 Philip Glass 的一部歌剧作品，那 Philip Glass 他的作品有许多是没有唱词的，当然。In fact, that without lyrics, without singing, probably it shows more of Philip Glass identity, its repetition, and its minimalistic. 可是正说着，这位假声男高音就开枪了。来自美国的 Anthony Roth Costanzo 先补充一下，刚才 Justin 给大家介绍过这段歌剧作品，来自菲利普格拉斯1988年的厄舍府的没落 The Fall of the House of Usher， 其实是同名作品，来自美国的非常哥特的一位小说家艾伦坡的同名作品《厄舍府的没落》。So is it very? I mean, Alan Poe, Edgar Allan Poe, from school time, I knew. I mean, some of his works is very gothic and very, very mysterious and very scary. Sometimes I thought that it is best matching Portishead's music, really.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of see that. Yeah, he has a kind of reputation for kind of spooky gothic stuff, although having an English high school education, we didn't study things like that, so I don't know that much about it, to be perfectly honest.
Justin 刚才在开了一个玩笑，正在用这个英美教育的不一样，然后就是来了一点英式幽默，当然并不是真的要显示英格兰教育的优越感，但只是一个玩笑。
But we saw this a while ago performed live at a venue called Printworks in London, which is an old newspaper printing press factory, which is kind of more at home for kind of nightclub kind of things, because it's very industrial and huge and cavernous and not the venue you would expect something like this to be played in, but...It worked really well. They were kind of parading around with lights and things, and it was quite an experience.
Yes, I like the dual reality in it. It's very surreal in a sense that you don't really know what space and time, because one is so old and so industrial, but on the other hand, it's also old, but it's like ancient 18th century aristocratic personal music, and then a new like modern 20th century, but then it's opera person is wearing very extravaganza.Costume. Oh no, this is the next song already. 在下一首歌已经出来的时候，我再简单的介绍一下，之所以播放前一首音乐，是因为在八月的时候，我们同样在伦敦看了一场现场，这个现场非常的有意思，是在一个老的印刷厂里面，这个印刷厂在东伦敦非常工业化的一个区域里面，但是后来改造成为了一个夜店。然而有一次这个地方上演了一场古典音乐的演出，其中就包括了这位假声男高音穿着非常华丽的巴洛克的服饰，然后去演唱了 包括菲利普格拉斯在内的一部分作品。 OK, now we can move on.
This one is Suede,
山羊皮乐队。
It's called The Only Way I Can Love You, and it's from the Autofiction album of 2022.
这首歌是来自他们刚刚发表的新专辑 Autofiction, 自己写出来的小说。 Its cover photo reminds me a lot of one of the early albums, Dogman Star. There's also a naked man.On the cover, probably, I don't know if it's Brett Anderson or not, but it was very iconic. And the new album cover also has a naked man hugging himself, it seems, and also on a mattress.
Maybe it's a close-up from the old one. Maybe this album, maybe it's a close-up of feelings that were being explored previously.
Oh, that's very wise.
With the benefit of old age.
新专辑这个 Autofiction 的封面照片是一个裸男在自我的拥抱着，然后也是躺在一张床垫上，然后他非常的令我想起95年应该是 Sway 的一张非常有名的专辑 Dogman Star 的封面，也是有一个裸男，但是是一个比较远的角度，远的距离拍的，同样是一个赤裸的人躺在床上。 Justin 说新专辑跟 Dogman Star 的封面不一样，它寓意的可能是情感上更近距离的一种写真，年纪大了跟小年轻的时候的一种对照。 Do you remember one day we passed by KingstonSaw this is really long queuing for Sway's live just not long ago.
Yes, it was quite a huge queue. I don't know why they hadn't let them in.
And I think Brett Anderson was trying to make a statement by playing live in a relatively small scale venue instead of big venues.
Yeah, I guess going back to their roots when they were little people.
Little people. 对，这所以他们新专辑发布，然后其中的一个有意思的举动是 Brett Anderson 他选择了在许多的小的音乐现场去做演出。 I remember one of the gigs that they tried to hide that identity and just made up some other names and let people go to buy tickets and see how they reacted or something.
Don't understand how that works.
I don't, but I understand their intention. 有一个现场所以用了编了随便编了一个别的乐队的名字，然后没有告诉大家是其实是 Sway 的现场，然后看看大家买票的反应。 So the intention is good, isn't it? No, it's like an experiment
It is, but did they, this mystery band name that they came up with, did they then create an online presence? Did then people go, oh, let's have a listen, see what they sound like, and was it actually Suede that they heard, or was it a different band? Because, you know, these days, if you go to see somebody, you'll probably listen to them beforehand, because that's how the
Apparently not.
world works.Yeah, but if you saw a band advertised...
Yes, but I don't think they're doing that so thoroughly. They probably just made up a name, but probably people can guess they are Sway. So they saw...
Well, maybe they did. Maybe they just made up a name and then people Googled it and then it just forwarded to their Suede page and then they were like, huh? What? Ooh, maybe. And then took a chance and then, ooh, they were rewarded with their favourite band from the 90s.
Anyway...他们的用意其实就是在于去唤起大家去小型现场演出支持小乐队的这种热情和传统，或者说怎么说，就是不只是去关注已经成名的主流的艺人和乐队，而多去关心正在成长之中的音乐人。 So we haven't even got timeTo get to their music and what you think of their new music yet, but anyway, I think we have spoken enough.
Yes, you're probably sick of hearing our voices now, so we shall say goodbye.
Until next time, and hopefully not that long.
Yes, we'll be better. Promise.
伦敦有耳，下一次再见。
That was London Ears. Bye bye. This is London Ears.